data is really one of the most valuable resources we have, and it's produced at an overwhelming pace each day. Our personal data is gathered and collected from us constantly, often whether we like it or not. So how can we switch off when the rest of the world is so switched on? This morning we are joined by Dr. Eric Lim. He's a senior lecturer in the School of Information Systems and Technology Management at UNSW to discuss how our data is gathered, what it means, and whether there is even a possibility to go truly offline. Dr. Eric, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess, for having me at your show. Happy to be here.
Very happy to have you. What do you mean when you say that our personal data is constantly being gathered or collected online? How is this data being gathered?
It's very simple. Just go online. Just log into your computer. Go on the internet. Do a search, right? And because of the fact that you have a static IP address, if you are logging in from one of the known ISP providers that you have signed up for, basically you have a static IP address, and that itself is an indication of who you are, and it's a profile. So everything that you do online is associated with that data. So that gets transmitted by the trackers on your browser, by Google, by Facebook. So all this data will go on to be scattered all over the world.
Wow. I guess Then we're not necessarily actively giving it away. It's more of a passive kind of collection of information that people aren't necessarily aware of. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's always the easiest way to collect data, when the users don't have to do anything other than just be themselves. In fact, that's what the data collectors want you to be. They want you to be unaware. They want you to be yourself, so you can do all the search of your darkest secrets online and they will know about it. That's what they want.
Oh my gosh. What are some of the most significant implications of this data collection, especially at this scale?
Well, I guess I'm not the first one that came up with the saying, and this saying has been going around for a long time, right? It is that on the online environment, basically everyone is a product. So that's what they want, in the sense that they want to collect this data. Well, bear in mind, of course, when they collect personal data from users online, from online users, they might not necessarily have something in mind at the moment. Of course, some of them are more targeted, in the sense that the most popular form of use of this data would be the advertising. But of course, data collection comes in the form of options, so that this data collectors will be able to create new services in the future. So one of the best examples would be Google, in a sense that a lot of these new services that they come up with eventually comes from a passive collection of people's data over so many years. Mm. So that's what they do.
There's also some more, I guess, sinister uses for this data, isn't there? Because when we look at data today and data collection today, a lot of people bring up election tampering. A lot of people bring up kind of very targeted messaging that's used for not always pure purposes.
Of course, it's manipulation, right? I mean, essentially, that's what these data collectors will use your data for. Okay, now, one of the things that I find, that why is it so easy for people to give away their data and not really care so much about, you know, how their data is being used, is this perception that people have free will, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to be too philosophical here, but a lot of people overestimate the ability to have free will in this online environment. But I can say that categorically that's not really true.
Yeah.
So, that's how I see the whole scenario.
Dr. Eric, can we ever go truly offline? Do you think that in today's society and in today's world, we can, you know, leave this environment?
Well, I would say that it is virtually impossible for anyone in today's era to do so. You can just see in the movies 20 years ago, before we had this internet, right? Criminals wanting to escape, or they want to keep themselves hidden. So what they do, they use cash. They don't use credit card.
Yeah.
Or if they want to make a phone call, they call from a public phone. So
yeah.
Essentially, those days are not very sophisticated. So all you need to do to stay offline is to not use a credit card, not have a bank account, and not call people from your landline at home, where you know your phone companies can actually identify you. These days, almost every services that we need to carry out our daily lives are online, right? And I see that it is almost impossible. And not only that, we have surveillance cameras everywhere, right? And what these surveillance cameras will eventually get is that it's the capability of facial recognition. I mean, this is already happening, right? So it just takes a callous friend of yours to upload a picture of you're somewhere, right, in social media, and it means that your face is already online. And with facial recognition technology in our environment, in surveillance cameras that are all over the world these days, I would say that it's virtually almost impossible to go offline.
How would you recommend people keep their data safe and people at least, you know, try to navigate this world?
Well...
Big question.
Yeah. Okay, it's a big question. Now, I think a lot of people don't really care because they don't think that their data is worth anything, or at least like what I alluded to before, in the sense that they believe that even if someone were to use my data and try to manipulate me, I am still somebody that is... I'm in charge of who I am, and I have free will. That is what people assume. So that's the reason why people are very callous with their data. They just don't care because they don't think that, you know, people can manipulate me so easily. You know, that's how I see it. So if they really care about like manipulation, or they don't want people to manipulate them, then it just means that there are some things that you could do, but it will sacrifice a lot of conveniences of modern day operations. So you might want to do away with your cell phone, and you might want to not go online without logging onto a VPN, and things like that. So you have to sacrifice a lot of conveniences that we take for granted in our daily activities. I think, yeah, that is something that not many people would be willing to give up.
I agree. Dr. Lim, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you, Jess. Great talking to you.
That was Dr. Eric Lim, Senior Lecturer in the School of Information Systems and Technology Management at UNSW, talking to us about our personal data.